Hello and welcome to Birkett Long's Lawcast. My name's Kelly Taylor and today I'm joined by Margaret Davey, a legal executive in Birkett Long's debt collection department. Margaret, if I accepted an order from a customer on a pro forma basis and they gave me a cheque and collected the goods, and if the cheque wasn't honoured by the bank, what action can I take?
In these circumstances, if the stopped cheque is for more than £750, my advice would be to immediately serve the debtor with the statutory demand. This would give him 21 days to make payment. If a statutory demand is served upon a debtor, they often make payment. I've had cases where payment was made on the day of service, as they know that if they do not, you will be able to issue a winding up petition if the debtor is a company, or a bankruptcy petition if the debtor is an individual. Cheques, as well as payments made directly through the bank, should be treated as cash and not stopped.
I've had a good trading relationship with the customer for 5 years. Terms are payment within 60 days of invoice. They are now not keeping to the agreed payment terms, however still expect credit. Is there any advice you can give me?
Have you undertaken a credit check against this customer? I could assist you with this. A credit check will show whether the customer is now a bad risk and whether he has any county court judgments entered against him. This may help you to decide whether you should now reduce the amount of credit allowed to this customer.
My company is owed £5,000. I've been chasing for payment and the debtor has offered to pay £100 each month. This is unacceptable to me. He has stated that if I issue a claim form in the county court, he will file an admission with an offer to pay £100 each month and the court will make an order which will block me from enforcing judgment. I'm worried that the debtor, who is a company, will fold before I get paid. Is this correct?
This isn't correct. If judgment is entered against a company and you request a forthwith judgment, the court will not make an order for instalments. If they do, you can make an application to the court under Civil Procedure Rule 40.11.2 and ask the district judge to make a forthwith order.
I have a county court judgment against an individual. The court have informed me that I must now enforce the judgment. How can I do this?
If the debtor is an employee rather than someone who's self-employed, you can make an application for an attachment of earnings order. This is rather a slow process. However, once the order is made, the employer has to deduct monthly payments as ordered by the court, unless the employee leaves employment. A word of caution is that if the judgment is for a large amount, it may take some years to obtain payment because there are protected earnings limits. And for instance, if the employee has a family, the court may order only a small amount each month.
And what if he's not an employee?
If the debtor is not an employee, you can make an application to have him questioned at court. This must be personally served upon him. He must attend court and give all details of his finances, bank accounts, property he owns, etc. When you have this information, it may help you to decide the best way to enforce the judgment.
And what other steps are there to enforce a judgment?
If you believe that the debtor may have goods, for example, a vehicle, you could instruct the High Court Enforcement Officer to call upon him to collect the debt. If the officer can locate the vehicle, he will check out the ownership and whether the vehicle is subject to a finance agreement. If it is not, he may be able to take the vehicle away and sell it. You would then obtain payment from the proceeds of sale. Often, however, the threat of the vehicle being taken will induce the debtor to make an offer of payment.
I think he has a new car, but I believe it's on finance, and I think he owns a house too.
If the debtor owns his house, you could make an application to the court to enforce your judgment by way of a charging order. This is particularly useful when the judgment is for a large amount and you know that the debtor does not have cash. Once you have a charging order, this can be registered against the debtor's share of any property. If he sells or remortgages the property and there is equity, you will receive payment.
And what if he does not sell or remortgage his house?
In some circumstances, you can make an application to the court for an order that the debtor must sell his property. This may prompt him to try to obtain a loan against the property to enable payment to be made.
Could I make him bankrupt?
If the judgment is over £750, you could serve him with a statutory demand. This must be personally served on an individual and will allow him 18 days to make payment. If he does not, you could then serve a bankruptcy petition upon him. A statutory demand may well prompt payment if the debtor has the money. However, debtors who have multiple debts often welcome bankruptcy, as normally they will be discharged in about 12 months and the slate will be clean for them. Once a debtor has been adjudged bankrupt, if the debtor does not have the funds to pay at that time, you will not be able to enforce the judgment at a later date.
Thank you very much, Margaret. For more information on debt collection, you can speak to Margaret by calling her on 01206 217 378, or you can email her at margaret.davey@birkittlong.co.uk and request a callback. Thank you for listening.